Praise the Lord. There's none like you, God. We certainly thank Dr. J and the Voices of Abundance for ministering to our hearts, and to God be all the glory as his anointing continues to fall fresh on our director of music and our singers. We thank God for his anointing. We just thank God for his visitation. We just thank God for just loving us. We just thank God because God is. God is. I heard someone say, God is the strength of my life. How excellent. How excellent is his name in all the earth. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, our helper, our provider, our rock, our shield, our refuge, our all in all. God, we bow once again on a Sunday morning to say, God, just thank you, Lord. God, thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus. God, thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. God, thank you so very much for forgiving us of our sins and our mess and our shortcomings, God. God, thank you so much for restoring us clean and righteous hearts. God, thank you so much. God, thank you for leading us, protecting us, guiding us on our way each day. God, thank you so very much. Hallelujah, God. God, now we pray that your spirit just float throughout this entire building. Meet the needs of your people that are gathered here this morning. Heal, comfort, convict, restore, reconcile, Lord Jesus, as only you can. God, if there be anything in me, hallelujah, that's not like you, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus, that I may stand boldly before your people and declare, thus says the Lord for the church. So have your way in this place this morning, God. Let your power, your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this building. Heal, God. Heal, God. Deliver, God. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Amen, God. Our message this morning takes us to the Old Testament. To the book of Proverbs. And when you have found the book of Proverbs, would you go to the third chapter? And when you found it, God is saying someone needs to hear verse 1 through 6. Amen. He will switch on you sometimes, but someone this morning needs to hear verse 1 through 6. So when you have found it, if you love the Lord, please stand all over the sanctuary if you're able. As his word is being read in the house of God. and only if you're able. I will be reading from the NIV Bible. If you would follow along with me, whatever version that you have. And in the NIV Bible, it reads, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of our God. Our focus verses this morning will be trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, hallelujah, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for the messages that he has been giving us since our revival in June. As we are being equipped for service beyond the walls of this church, God has been sending messages that will break chains and break barriers and root out stuff that will cause us to keep from being in his will. And this morning, our title is very basic, and I just believe it's one that you all will remember this week. Because life has some things that happen after we leave here. After we praise and after we celebrate God, we walk out into the world. And there are things that will always challenge us. So God is saying to us this morning, trust in the Lord. You all have heard that so many times, but God is saying to Abundant Life, I just want you to get that in your spirit. I want you to be able to walk this thing out as you tell others that you are saved. So the title this morning is simply, Trust in the Lord. See, this message this morning, I believe, is for some of us that need to be reminded that our God is trustworthy. Mm-hmm. This message is just for some of us that may be going through some challenges this morning, and you simply don't understand why. God, I've done everything I thought you said, but things are just not going right for me. This message is for you. No matter what it looks like, you can trust in the Lord. See, this message is for some of us that have put their trust in people and in things, and you found yourself disappointed. You found yourself somewhat depressed. You found yourself without peace. This message is for you. Trust in the Lord. This message is for those of you that are prayed to your heavenly Father. God, change some things for me. And the more you pray, the more it seems to be getting worse for you. This message is for you this morning. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't try to figure it out. trust him and lean not to your intellect and your own understanding. You trust God that he will order your steps and direct your path. Come on, church. This morning, God is leading us to this wisdom book. Because sometimes we just get so busy being busy that we forget simply to trust. We try to figure things out, you all. But this wisdom book written by King Solomon, David's son, he was known as the wisest of the kings. And the Bible tells us, let's bag back and let's talk about Solomon a little bit. The Bible says God appeared to Solomon. And he said, ask me, Solomon, for whatever you want me to give you. Mm-hmm. So let's just take a moment here. What if God asked you that question this morning? What would you like me to give you? But the Bible tells us that King Solomon answered God. He said to God, you have shown great mercy to my father David. You have allowed his son to be king. He said, God, give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead your people. See, Solomon didn't pray for material things for himself. He wanted to honor his God as king, like his father. So you know, David was a man after God's own heart, the Bible tells us. And David had faith in God, and he trusted the Lord. And his son Solomon was trusting God would give him what he need to lead the people. He was seeking God first. See, like our message last week, what are you seeking, really? Come on, you all. What are you really seeking? So King Solomon wanted wisdom. And our great God, how excellent is his name in all the earth, said, since this is your heart's desire, Solomon. And Solomon, you didn't ask me for stuff. Solomon, you didn't ask me for wealth. Solomon, you didn't ask me to kill your enemies. But you wanted wisdom to follow me as you lead my people. God said, because you put me first, Solomon, not only will I give you this wisdom, but I'm going to give you that wealth. I'm going to give you more than I've ever given any king and ever will give a king again. Because you loved me. Because you put me first. See, so many times we get it twisted. We think we need to go get the stuff first. And if time allows, we then will put God in our equation. But Solomon put God first. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then he will provide for you. Stop chasing stuff. Get right with God. And I would suggest you do it now. Seek first his kingdom. Stuff will come later. God knows we need stuff. Come on, you all. God knows our needs and even the desires of my heart. See, that reminds me of my mama. She said, baby, God will give you desires of your heart. Trust him. So our word this morning is trust in the Lord. He will give you the desire of your heart if you put him first. Come on, does anybody understand what we're talking about this morning? Hallelujah. So as we reflect on our morning scripture, it says that King Solomon compiled these words in Proverbs. He wrote the majority of Proverbs because, see, God did give him that wisdom. And he left these words behind for us. See, I just believe he was inspired by God to write so that we can grow up in this word, so we can be better for God. Because I just believe the word of God that says all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable. It's profitable for teaching and for correcting us and to train us to move to our godly purpose here on earth. So I just believe God's word. I don't know about you all. Solomon even wrote, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Reverence of our God, it's the beginning of wisdom. And James, the brother of Jesus, said it this way, if you anyone like wisdom, you should ask of God. And he will give it to you. That's what he did with Solomon. If you lack wisdom, if you know your decisions are twisted, and you need godly wisdom, ask of God. He will give it to you. Because, you know, we can make some strange decisions. Oh, yes, we can. But when we are not certain whether to go to the right or to the left, seek the wisdom of God instead of calling people who may be more lost than you. Come on, you all heard me say it. Stay off the phone and go to the throne of grace, or call a believer who trusts also in the Lord that will join you in prayer. One who believes that prayer makes the difference. To be overcomers and be victorious on this journey called life. We must apply the wisdom and word of God. See, I just believe here at Abundant Life, you all, we are being equipped to service, to make a difference in a world where so many are dying. And God is saying this morning to us, my word is true. Trust me. You've tried it so many other ways, but there's power in my word. Trust me. God is saying to someone this morning, my word is a lamp to your feet and a light for your path, but you must trust me. Hallelujah. God is saying to someone, so shall my word that comes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things which I've sent. But you must trust me. And I don't know who this is for. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. God is saying this morning to someone, today is your day of deliverance. Trust me. God is saying to you this morning, I see beyond your exterior. You're looking good on the outside, but he's saying, I see your heart this morning. I see your brokenness. I am aware of your pain, your disappointment. Hold on, Lord God, to my word, he said. I don't know who that's for, but God will interrupt me anytime he chooses. Hallelujah, Lord God. He said, hold on to my word and believe it. He says, forget the haters and forget the naysayers, the gossipers, the plans of the enemy. Just trust me, he's saying. Do not throw away your confidence in me when you're going through. Trust me. I don't know who he's talking to this morning, but he says, trust me. You can't trust who's people that are sowing negative into your life. Trust me. You can't trust what it looks like with your physical eyes, because things move in the spiritual realm. God is saying, trust me. Hallelujah, God. And that's why Solomon wrote, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, this mind of yours. Trust God. That's the word for us this morning. Hallelujah. God is saying to someone, don't you give up now. No matter what it looks like, don't you quit in the pit when things are tough. Trust me with your life. Trust me with your family. Trust me with your finances. Trust me that I will heal your brokenness. Just trust me. God is saying your struggle is not a surprise to me. God is saying I am watching. I am molding and I'm shaping you into your purpose. Don't you quit now. God God has given you a purpose here on earth. You will achieve it, but you must trust him. It may not look like it right now that things are moving in your favor. Hallelujah. But God's got it. God's got your back. You must trust him. Don't let people discourage you because you're going through. You trust God with your life and walk this word out. If God said it, it settles it. He said, I will not leave you or forsake you. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Trust this word and you walk that thing out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. He just wants us, stop depending on your degrees. Stop depending on this thing we call intellect. Stop depending on what the TV is saying. And you depend on me. I will direct your path. I will order your steps if you believe and trust me. Hallelujah. See, God has given us this power, you all. So we got to walk this thing out. See, do you have the power, the Holy Ghost power that will lead and direct you? And will you listen to the voice of God? Trust him, people of God. That power, that Holy Ghost power that Jesus promised us when he went on back to heaven. That's what you follow. It leads. He leads and directs you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Throughout the Bible, there are witnesses for us. See, it's for our benefit, the power of God in this world. Hallelujah. People that did not give up when it didn't look right and when the naysayers showed up. People that walked into their victory because of Jesus. So if you just reflect for a moment in the Gospel of Luke and Mark, the woman with the issue of blood. She had been bleeding for 12 long years, the Bible says. She had spent all her money from doctor to doctor. And you know doctors are practicing, you know. She spent all her money. She searched all over. Sometimes we do that. Trying to find somebody. She went high and she went low. Trying to find somebody. Couldn't find nobody. And then she heard about Jesus. And Luke said she walked and she traveled far to get to Jesus. In her heart of hearts, she just said, Jesus, he must be my answer. I've tried everything. I went up, I went down, I went that way, I went there, but nothing helped me, Lord. She just believed Jesus will make me whole. And the Bible says that she made her way through the crowd. They called her unclean, but she didn't care. See, I got to get to Jesus. I am in pain, and I need Jesus. It's been 12 long years, but if I can touch the hem of his garment, I just believe and I trust that I will be made whole. You all know the story. She touched the hem. And they said immediately she was healed. That's the word of God for us to build our faith. And Jesus said, my child, it wasn't my hem. It was your faith. It was your faith that healed you. So don't let anybody sell you in a prayer cloth. It is your faith that will heal you. Trust God. It is your faith that will heal you. And then you can go to this other witness in Matthew. They said there was a centurion. He had a servant that was near death and was in pain and suffering. And he found Jesus. He said, my servant needs healing. Lord, will you heal my servant? Jesus said, I'll go with you. He said, no, Lord, you don't have to go with me. I don't deserve for you to come into my house. But he said, Jesus, if you speak the word, if you speak the word, my servant will be healed. And Jesus said, it is done. And when he arrived home, they said the servant was healed. So they trusted in the Lord with all their heart. God, help me wind this up. See, these are testimonies for you. Hallelujah, God. One last testimony. See, I know for myself that God is a healer and that I can trust him. I didn't have to go to these testimonies. I experienced God for myself. Three times the doctor said I would not survive. Three times. And I'm still standing. And I'm hallelujah, proclaiming the word of God. They said I would not survive. But I have learned, church, over the years, no matter what the doctors say, no matter what your family say, no matter what the backstabbers say, no matter what the haters say, no matter what people say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Follow that word and believe God will deliver you. Come on, you all. See, I got another testimony. Hallelujah. God will heal the brokenness inside of you. He will replace that brokenness with joy. See, my only child was murdered. I thought I would lose my mind. No man or woman could tell me anything to stop the hurt. God, I prayed. The first thing I went to was the word. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I cried. Yes, I stretched out before the Lord. But no one could help me but God. So I had to go back to what my mama told me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't you try to figure this thing out, Jimmy. You can't figure out what's going on. But believe it. God will direct your steps. Hallelujah. So I had to learn to lean and depend on God and not my own understanding, because I don't understand stuff like that. The Apostle Paul wrote it, and I had to lean on that word. And you know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. And I loved God. So I just had to be, somehow God was working it out for my good. So I celebrate God today. I am a witness for anyone that's going through that God is able and you can trust him. You can trust him, church. See, this is good news. God healed the woman with issue of blood because of her trust. He healed the centurion servant because of his trust. God healed me because of my trust. So people of God, trust in the Lord.
Thank you, God.
He will deliver you no matter what it looks like.
Hallelujah.
Don't you listen to people. You get in this word and you see what God says about your situation. Because he's the same God that healed back then. He is the same God that told us that when you pass through the waters, hallelujah, you will not drown. When you go through the fire, sometimes your situations feel like you're on fire, y'all. You will not get burned because I am God. I am God. I am God. Trust me. The same God who told the people, fear not, for I am with you, is the same God that's going with you through your stuff. So whatever you're struggling with, family, finances, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, God said, do you not know? Have you not heard? I am the Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. I'm God, you all. I will not grow weary. I will not get tired. Hallelujah. He said the youth will get tired and weary. He said the young men may stumble and fall, but I'm still God. But those who put your trust in the Lord will mount up and soar like wings of an eagle. They will run and not get weary. they will walk, hallelujah, God, and not fail. Church, you must trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Believe this word. Trust him and watch him change things. Watch God restore relationships. Watch him reconcile your families and your marriages. Watch him heal your brokenness. Trust him. Watch him heal your sickness, your loneliness, your depression. Trust God. Hold on to this word that Solomon wrote so long ago. Hold on to it and watch God change things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So I come to a close. Some of you older people may remember this song. I will trust in the Lord until I die. And then a former classmate of mine from Howard wrote these words. Trust me. I will be with you. Trust me. I'll never leave you if you trust me. He went on to write, I'll fight your battles if you only trust me. I have all power in my hand, God said. I will deliver you if you trust me. He said, I am that I am. I am whatever you need. You fill it up. I am deliverer. I am comforter. I am healer. I am all you need. Just trust. Trust me. See, there's someone here needs to hear that this morning. All dressed up, looking real good on the outside. But you need to be reminded that God is the healer. God is the deliverer. Whatever your struggle is, God can handle it if you only trust him. Please stand all over the sanctuary.